So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
Recording in progress.
Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, peace of love, peace of love. If it's noisy in your background, please mute yourself. I'm just gonna mute everybody. Can everybody hear me? We got Bill in the building, peace and love. Peace and love. Mic check, mic check. Peace and love, peace and love. How's everybody feeling?
Peace and love.
How y'all feeling today?
Horribly amazing.
Feeling rich.
You said he rich.
Feeling wealthy. Feeling.
I know that's right. That's how it feels. So I'm still waiting on the weed man too, y'all, man. Y'all know how that should be.
Ain't you in Florida? I got some.
Yeah, but I get my shit from Cali. I get all my shit from Cali. I get everything shipped to me.
Wait.
I don't play no games with it. Well, peace and love. How y'all feeling, man? Hey, so everybody that when y'all coming into this replay, put your email address in the chat. But listen, so y'all y'all are my Instagram subscribers, so I created a chat too on the homepage on the Don Kalam Instagram, and you can go in that chat, and I'll be posting that, and I'll post the link to the also to the replay and the story post for subscribers only. I want y'all to know, like, I'm taking it to OnlyFans though. So I'm creating some courses right now, working on some good shit, man. Because I don't know if y'all know what went down. My back had some back and neck issues when I was in Cali. And like I couldn't walk for a whole week. Real shit. So I'm just now getting back to it. But yeah, like y'all gonna have to get it in the way I'm putting it out, because I'm not gonna be able to deal with the public like that. Health as well. I got some court issues going on, getting my family back together. Everything's going good, but you know, you got other stuff in the mix, challenges, man. But I'm here for y'all today.
Yo, Dom.
What's good?
You said you got some issues with some court shit?
I ain't got no issues with it now. I'm handling it.
No, I got you.
It's family affair.
I'm hip to the paperwork you put out before, but you ever been hip to suspended in position?
Nuh-uh.
Them two words is the magic words to make any court case go away. You tell your attorney or your PD or whoever you're dealing with, you want to exercise your suspended in position, and they're going to let it. You get to use it one time for a felony, one time for a misdemeanor. So, you know, of course, your status ain't got to be corrected. You know, my best friend is an attorney in Indiana.
I don't even play the court game.
I feel you too. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I go straight to the IRS about it.
But like, you know, that's yeah, right. Like you said, a suspended imposition.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
That sounds like probation to me.
For real. So what they'll do is suspend your. So remember when the kid.
Right. They suspend the sentence. They suspend it. So like.
Seriously. It's like. My bad. Go ahead.
Like. No, so like you know when the judge hands down the sentence, he'll hand down SIS, suspended imposition of a sentence, and so instead of handing down the sentence, you get probation. You dig?
Right. So
you know, so that's
like
how
when that's the kid how, that remember when the swimmer raped that girl at the school and he got out the same day, it was probably some shit like this or shock release.
Everybody that's coming in, make sure y'all put y'all's email in the chat, because I'm going to go through the emails and I'm going to send y'all the replays. So basically what I'm doing, you know, I'm in family court. You know, we use the baby land deeds. And that shit worked. And like, we didn't have to volunteer.
When you going to drop a video on that?
I mean, it's really private. Like,
when you going to drop a video on
tribe.
That?
You got to get with the tribe. I've talked about this before because it's with the land recordings. You know, if you know anything about learning how to do land recordings.
I got to get caught up on that.
Yeah, we don't even play that. We don't even play that little court game. I don't even play. We do it my way. You know, you got your own tribe. You got your own tribal laws and your own tribal jurisdiction. And that's the same way with other corporate associations. You got other corporate association, bank account, whatever. You want to learn how to handle disputes, you're going to have to put the disputes in your bylaws when you set up the unincorporated association. Yeah. And the bank has to award what's in your laws. You know? I see, the armor of God in the building? She know a little bit about it. She know about
it. I got to get hip to that.
Yeah, it's we train our own churches. And congratulations to you, Crystal. She is a landowner. That's breaking generational curses, by the way.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah, man. We train our own laws, man.
To the IRS. My bad. It's like a half a second delay, so we keep stepping over each other. But we go to the IRS about it. Department of Revenue, Board of Governors. Just send everybody a notice. Let them know they ain't been paying their taxes. All these backs hitting racks. All these bonds getting paid. And, you know, getting get on the market. They not paying capital gains taxes. So anytime you say tax, the word tax around a judge, they gonna shit on themselves. So you say that they deleting that shit.
No doubt. Because somebody, I hear myself in the background. Y'all mute yourself.
Yeah, let me mute myself.
I don't know who that was. But it's not about
they're doing everything correctly. It's, you're gifting everything. You're already considered an unincorporated association with that birth certificate, with that social security card, with that ID. You got to understand that y'all utilizing the documents. So you're gifting things now through the Social Security Trust. All these FRNs, and I got a student that I work with. He can break it down to you on exactly how to trace which application is attached to each Federal Reserve note, because it's the people creating the Federal Reserve notes. The Federal Reserve cannot create a Federal Reserve note unless they got an application from the people or the banks that's created by the people. Every time you get a credit application, anything like that, you're creating these Federal Reserve notes. That's what they have a serial number attached to them.
Who is that? And when he doing that last?
I'm just saying, it's people I work with, man. That's really close to me. You know, the chief has worked with them and talked with them. My chief Amir Zaire. But this is the things that we do. This is the things that we know. I need y'all to understand you are the government. So they're not doing anything wrong. So you do have to assess it. That's what makes it a tax. If you don't assess it correctly, then it's a gift. Everything that they're doing. Anytime you're dealing in the public, you're giving it to the government. Public sector is owned by the government. So it's all about learning how to deal in the private and maneuver things in the private. But yes, every time you get a credit application or things like that, these Federal Reserve notes, their serial numbers are attached to applications. I need y'all to know that. But I'm here for y'all, man. Y'all got some questions, man? Yeah, go ahead, Crystal. I ain't talked to you since Vegas anyways.
Okay, so if you become a national, can you still contract with your straw man for certain benefits?
The straw man is a corporation. You know, it's just like a passing entity. It's there. It's a position.
So then when you're a national, does your person on the land become the administrator of that trust at that point, and you still can contract like you normally have for like government benefits or whatever?
A person can't be on the land. Only a people can be on the land.
No, I mean you become a national and your person becomes on the land.
You're a national, period. Like, ain't no, you don't need no paperwork to prove you're a national.
Mm.
Did you see some paperwork that proved what chief? That chief was a chief?
No.
No, we only got some for the right people.
Mm. Okay.
Only people that need proof is the devil. What's understood don't have to be explained.
Okay.
Do I need paperwork to prove that you're a wife or a mother?
No.
Exactly. What makes you a landowner? I mean, you really can't even own land. You dig what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's just right of use. That makes sense?
Yeah.
You know, so in order to make you even play the game, they had to create documents.
Mm-hmm. So say I do create those documents, then as a national, say I go to the assembly and or become a national of chiefs government, can I still use my corporation, my straw man corporation?
It's not yours because you didn't create it. You can only control what you create.
I mean, I'm using it now.
And it's not yours. You using go get a car and don't pay the taxes. And it's not yours. They're gonna take it, right?
Yeah.
Then it's not yours. You can't take my shit.
Power is owned by your trust.
What's good, Keon?
What
it do, how you been, fam?
Cooling, big dog. Been trying to really like get the information, take it, and simplify it to the max. Simplify it to the max, because a lot of people just is going in one ear and out the other.
Right. And then y'all, I'm helping people. They got a whole congregation out here, y'all. And they lead. It's the blind leading the blind.
It is.
It's the blind leading the blind, man.
It's hard as shit, but y'all got to understand your social and your trust was created by them. These are not your documents.
Right, right. So, yeah, if I want to securitize something, what I'm gonna do exactly what the fuck they do. I'm creating me a utility company. I'm creating me a fucking credit company. I'm creating me a fucking bank. I'm creating me a court. I'm gonna create me a nation. I'm gonna do exactly what the fuck they do. It's not rocket science, people. What the fuck are they doing? You dig what I'm saying, right or wrong? Every church you go to is securitizing your motherfucking birth certificate too. You know? But, it's still out their jurisdiction. At least preacher man getting paid off it. You know?
Can I jump in? Can I interject?
Hey, what's good?
We've been, me, myself personally, I've been on this like 7 years, going on eight. I'm pretty sure you've been on a little longer than me. I think we forget how far we've come in this. You know what I'm saying? We forget how whatever we took to make it second nature to us, talking about it every day, all day, we forget how far we've come in this, and other people, you know, they still trying to grasp it. I got people that I talk to, and they still are trying to figure out who they are in certain transactions. You know what I'm saying? They don't know if they should put the all caps, the title case, the lowercase. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be simple stuff like that. Like he said, we got to find a way to make it layman right to people.
That, the thing, you know, is, y'all got to
quit going through one ear out the other.
You got to get around people that's doing it. You got to get around private wealth groups. You got to get around these private communities. Mm-hmm. I can tell y'all, Amish people, just watch them. If you can't even talk to them, go to the stores, because at least you're getting the energy absorbed in you. You're in the atmosphere. Go get around some Jewish people. Go to a private Freemason meeting, whatever. They might not let you in it, but at least you there. Send them love. Get in the energy. Get in the circle. Get in the mix of things. Y'all don't have no relationship with your higher power. And that's why you're not getting no clarity when it comes to this game. Who created this? Somebody had to think of this first. Y'all don't know who y'all are. So you're never going to be able to jump into this if you don't know who you are. You don't know what your purpose is. You don't know what you're waking up for. I got this vision. I got these answers because I have a higher calling. I have a higher purpose in life. And that's when you're going to be able to get those downloads. But and that's going to go over a lot of people's heads, just that alone. All these are curved lines and dots. You know, what is your definition in life? You ain't painting no picture for yourself, so you ain't going to get nowhere in life. And as simple as that. Like, it ain't no secret to this shit. You don't know who the fuck you are, so you worried about an all capitalized name. Is that what the fuck your ancestors called you? Real shit. Your ancestors wouldn't stand for no fucking first, middle, and last name. Their name had a fucking purpose in life, and you don't know your purpose in life because you think it's a fucking all capitalized name or some numbers you fucking chasing. If they know how to fucking make 20 million off you, why you don't know how to make 20 million off you? Because they doing it and they don't even know you. They can do it and they don't even fucking know you. They can fucking make you go punch in some numbers and do some shit, swipe some cards, and make 20 million off you. Ain't no, y'all caught up on words and listen, it's bigger than that. Know who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Are you married? That status right there. Are you a mister? Are you a missus? If you know you royalty, you're not going to be called no missus. If you know you royalty, you're not even going to let them call you that fucking name that you think is yours. You fighting over posting it in the public. Let's post it in a newspaper for 3 days and say it's mine. It's still not yours. Is that your newspaper? Anything in the public is owned by them. Who creates banks? It's a man, ain't it? Who creates fucking countries? Who creates towns? Who creates cities? This is where you got to get. This is where you have to be. Because y'all sitting here, y'all trying to play these games with these codes and statutes. That's not your law. So it's not set up for you. You say, Islam, I self law and master. So what rules are you creating? You're going by somebody's rules. You're not the ruler. Let me know when I'm lying. If I'm a king, I don't have to listen to nobody's fucking rules, yo. I'm definitely not going to fucking claim some shit that's not on my documents. That's not my seal. That's not my sign. That's not my symbol. These are curved lines and dots. Come on, talk to me, man. Curved lines and dots. This is what y'all getting caught up on. Spelling. I'm telling you. Can a government go against a private contract? Let me know, y'all. Let me know, y'all. In the chat, unmute yourself. Keon, let me know, man. Can a government go against a private contract?
Ever.
So, like, even when we create businesses, right? If you just go on dealing on the Secretary of State website and you get an EIN number, none of those documents are yours and none of those contracts are private. So even when you set up a business, the government owns it. But before that, you could have set up your own operating agreements, which is a private contract. Mm. With an unincorporated association, nothing gets volunteered to the Secretary of State.
Do y'all hear him? He just gave it to y'all.
Let me know if this is making sense, y'all. So if you want an LLC, because I taught this. This is what I could teach to the public. I could teach y'all how to maneuver LLCs. They ain't shut me down on the unincorporated associations yet. But with the unincorporated association, all this is a constitution. No, it doesn't start with amendments. It starts with articles. Amendment means to change. So I need you to know, even when you use the constitution, you're not going to get rights because that's amendments. It starts with amendments. Even if you're under a tribe, if you're using their constitution, that shit was created by the white man. That shit was created by the government. So you have to learn how to create your own constitution. Learn how to create your own laws. No codes, no statutes can go against this shit. If you're rocking with your peers, like Crystal, she got land, you know? She can claim that land as a city. You know what they say, Kanye doing his own shit now. You don't need, what's DC? 10 by 10?
Yeah.
What's that, 100 acres? Or just 10 by 10? See, I don't know shit about land. How big is the Vatican? 109 acres. The Vatican is 109 acres. I just want y'all to see this shit, man. Because y'all acting like this shit is hard, man.
I can make my own people. I can certify people under my church. It's a 508. I can certify my own people. If I don't want these people trained by these people who brainwash them to only function in the system, I can train these people how I want them trained and create these people and create jobs for them and create businesses for them. And then I can charge them a small percentage for my protection that they're under my businesses. And I'm out of the complete jurisdiction of all raw laws, regulations, statutes, codes.
Y'all see
I just screen? Made the I just made a couple ABC organizations back down from somebody I helped.
I went here today.
Oh, I saw that. That should open some people's eyes if they actually read it.
I just want y'all to know, like, there's an echo on your shit, Crystal. I just want y'all to know that, listen, y'all sitting here worried about their codes, their statutes, you're worried about their documents, you're worried about the social security number, all this shit. Create your own shit. Then you can go fucking run up your straw man shit. Go build you a city. Then run up the straw man social. Huh? Go turn the lights on. Hey, this is the stuff I need y'all to be focused on. And then the answers will come. Did you know you can create your city? Who creates those laws? Who creates those municipalities? How do you break them? How do you become a resident? How do you become a citizen? Y'all follow me? Or is this too much? Is it too much from Keon?
I think they still stuck on being that straw man and trying to figure out how to get some money
out. Hey, how you gonna get out the straw man if you don't know how to create sovereignty for yourself?
That's the hardest part for them. you got to figure out, you need to create your situation and then go back and capture their situation. This is a slave game. So as soon as you were created, then they
move that pawn. You can't do nothing when you're a pawn. Come on, you're gonna move. You gonna move one spot at a time when you're a pawn in the game.
So create.
You gotta learn how to become royalty first before you start pushing pawns.
Create it.
Pawns playing the court system. Pawns is trying to offset debt. Rich niggas is trying to get debt. Rich niggas is trying to get in debt. I don't think y'all heard me. Who's the richest country in the motherfucking world? The United States, right? Keon, how much they in debt? Do you know?
$103 trillion.
Hey, the richest country in the world is in debt. Y'all sitting here trying to get out of debt. And then, listen, I'm not going to get deep on this, but y'all talk about y'all trying to get out of debt, but every month they use your Social Security trust because you know it's your trust, right? They used it. So these are coupons they're sending every month for what? That's the interest that was earned. Because if y'all learned the game correctly, y'all wouldn't be tripping.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British accredited registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no such thing to license practice law. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British Credit Registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club or community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership. And this is what they do. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
That's the problem, Don. Nobody learned the game correctly. They ain't got nobody teaching them the game correctly.
Everybody. Well, motherfuckers played Monopoly, didn't they? You played Monopoly going up?
Yeah.
What happens when the bank runs out of money? He can make his own.
He can make his own money. You can draw money up.
But how do you get a bank? You create one.
Create it.
Motherfuckers don't know what money is. I'm telling you, you can't get a Federal Reserve note until you got applications. Somebody applying for credit, applying for things. You got credits, then you got debits. So if you have somebody coming to you with some applications, you can get some Federal Reserve notes fresh off the press.
Okay.
You can order them. Matter of fact, you can order that shit online. People don't understand that they don't know how to get that the royalty, the monarch mentality. Walt Disney had a monarch mentality. He created cities when they didn't bow down to his regulation. See, starting off, I go to places where I don't have to do that. You know, Nevada, the same way where Crystal is, Nevada. There's everything there is unincorporated, so we don't need permission from anybody. You know, like when I was looking at land and Colorado, I had to get water rights, a lot of different things. I wasn't with that. You know, basically all I could do was fish on that shit. See, I'm telling you, y'all talking all wrong. What is an SPC filing, dog? Tell me what it is. Did Queen Elizabeth have an SPC filing? Tell me. Elijah Muhammad. Hey, you think fucking Louis Farrakhan? Let's have a sit down with Louis Farrakhan. You think he said he did his SPC paperwork? He gonna tell you he's a secure party creditor? Y'all don't understand the game. Y'all don't understand securitization. When you When you, anytime you're putting something in the public, like, I'm gonna say this again. Anytime you're volunteering information in the public, the government owns it. That's the government.
Can I say it like this? You basically volunteer everything to the public, to the public sector. You're basically a public sector entity yourself right now until you learn how to make yourself a private sector entity and move in it and live in it and be in it. You keep trying to utilize something that is in the public and you are trying to do private shit.
What the public sector, the part of the economy that is controlled by the government. So if I'm putting something on public notice, some assets, who's it belong to?
You don't own the debt. The debt belongs to the United States.
Simple as that. Any debt that's put in the public belongs to the United States. I like that.
Hey, Don, that's I told you, I've been studying, bro.
Hey, bro, we're going to have to break it because we get the... We getting the podcast back up and running 2024.
Man, let me know if I can come up there. I got some shit on.
Yeah, straight up, bro.
Shit too, some crypto shit where people not even understanding that most of these contracts is about to go digital.
You everything.
About shit now. Now you can't even do these SPCs the way you think you're trying to learn these systems, and it's about to change.
Hey,
shit about to go down,
that's,
bro.
That's real. That's real. You on your game, man.
Oh, bro, that's why I always followed you through all the bullshit because I've watched people get in trouble with secure party creditors, filing UCCs wrong, filing certain affidavits and stuff like that. You're practicing law. You don't know what you're doing all the way. You're not even supposed to be entering into there. As soon as you enter into that courtroom, you're already possession of theirs. You're admitting to the cats, the name.
The homie that came on was talking to me at the beginning. He was breaking down the taxes. That's how I started off learning. That's how I was getting out of everything, assessing the tax. But I wasn't understanding that we was actually gifting it. So that's our fault.
Right.
Like, I want y'all to know everybody's doing everything honorably. They can't move until you fill out a form or say so. Because you took this position. The name that you think is your name is a fucking position. And you do not want to claim that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to say that's yours. You don't want to claim nothing of that motherfucker. You can say the motherfucker worked for you.
Yep.
You can say the motherfucker owes you money.
Mm.
You know? And as simple as that, man. I don't put shit in the fucking personal name at all. We put stuff in the fucking church. Put it in the LLC. LLC is a pass-through entity. So your name is a pass-through entity in the public, but it's considered a sole proprietorship when you're dealing with the public. And this is what's making you liable for all these fines and all the whatever, you know? And so if you're putting anything in this name, whether it's debt or anything, and you're claiming it, all that shit's illegal in the public, man. Just the way it's all set up. Everything that motherfucker's doing is illegal. And that's why they want you to set up Instagram accounts and all that shit. So they got you operating it with it, the people. You know, nobody fucking ever takes claim to any of these businesses that y'all are fucking spending at, and you know, because it's all created off the people, man. You go to the store, it's credit or debit. They're getting it from you. What is a credit? So you're giving the store a loan. People don't understand this shit. But I'm not telling y'all not to use the shit, but y'all have to learn how to utilize it correctly.
Correct.
And the reason being, because especially when you know it's a business, I'm gonna show y'all some more definitions, man. Let me put private sector in front of your face.
I promise you, private sector and public sector really got me to understand who I am in commerce and what's going on.
Cam got that shit down too, man.
Oh, I'm at the holler at Cam.
Cam, what's good, man? He in here. Look like he in here.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Break down the public and the private sector, man.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where the tax system can seem overwhelming, one book is here to guide you towards financial empowerment. Introducing The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by best-selling author Don Kalam. Are you looking to demystify the complexities of taxes and harness the power of tax credits? The Capitalizing Namepreneur provides an understanding of effectively utilizing your tax credits. Discover the secrets behind setting up a tax firm, understanding the strawman name, protecting your assets, and navigating the implications of the Social Security Trust Fund. Don Kalam's expertise shines through every page. It's like having a personal financial advisor by your side. Get your copy of The Capitalizing Namepreneur today and unlock the power of tax credits to enhance your financial well-being. Order your copy now and take control of your tax strategies. The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Man, I don't even know how to break it down for him, man. You guys are doing it. Like,
come on, Cam. I seen you on the daggone podcast, bro. I need to hear some of that.
Hey, he did his thing. He verbatimed it.
Come on, G.
Yeah, I definitely got it verbatim because I got it in there because it's, man, I really can't even explain it better than y'all. Like, it's just as simple as the public is the part the government controls. The private is the part that you control. So just like Don is saying, you got to learn how to use the public to your advantage. That and you know, that's it.
Hey, if I was to buy a house from you, because you know, you're a real estate agent, right?
Yeah.
Can I buy a house in the LLC?
Yeah, you can.
What about a trust? You ever heard of that?
You could do that too.
Hey, I'm just asking, man. So it's just like that's the way we're moving around. It's just the way we're operating. We're actually moving in a trust already, but people don't realize that because we're moving it through the sole proprietorship as your name with the social. A lot of people are not understanding that. But you know, you want to create a family trust. I see someone says, so how should we go about protecting our children from the public sector? Create a family trust, create a family church. Crystal created a church. She told you she had a 508c1a. So like if I was going to go to Cam, a church could buy property. We could put all this property in a church name.
Right. A church could issue baptismal certificates.
Yeah,
like Don be giving it to y'all, like passing the city, like he giving it to y'all. Like if y'all look up the definitions of these things, like
I do ecclesiastical weddings too, weddings that are unlicensed out of the government control.
Wow,
yeah, it's not hard. I have all the documents to do it. I've done it several times.
Cam's 21, by the way, and he's more in tune than this. Like it's crazy.
I also under my church, I take an oath of poverty. Which means I own nothing and my church can pay for my lifestyle and everything I need. So this land, I'm going to put it in, the church is going to own this land.
Let's go.
Hey, that works because that's what I use with the, when my court issues, when my family court, and you know, I work for the church. I gave my life to God. The church takes care of me. So the church offered what they could pay weekly for child support.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, man. And she
I get
Chief and Crystal both, you know. And I just took it and ran with it because I was gonna use something called fringe benefits, and they was like, that's not the right word. That's not the right word to tell your attorney.
I get certain benefits to help my family eat. So when they asked me, how do you live with no income? I said the church takes care of me. They said, okay, and I filled out nothing.
Oh wow.
That's right. The church feeds my family, the church feeds us. When you know when we had a dinner meeting in Las Vegas, though, that was the business. That was a business meeting.
I got
that wasn't the church.
No income.
The church can pay your rent. Yes, the church can pay your rent.
I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of grants.
And then they also, if my church owns that land, they can't control what I do on the land. The zoning can control the structures on the land, but they can't control what I do within those structures. So whatever I say is in the name of my beliefs, put it in my bylaws, do meeting minutes to add whatever I want as I go. I can do whatever I want on that land. And then the people that come, I make sure that they become a member. And at that point, they take themselves out of the public and put themselves in private and under my bylaws.
I'm about to show y'all something too.
But then Chief takes it a step further. I have a regular 508 and I'm under a church with the IRS. He's offering tribal EINs. Now that's like bulletproof. I mean, mine's pretty tight, but his is bulletproof. Yeah, I could get challenged.
Yeah, and it's the same shit. You remember we got the donations together from everybody for to get the tribal stuff together in Atlanta. We got it. We got all the donations together. We sat down with the tribal chiefs and shit, and Chief did his thing, man.
Damn.
So yeah, Chief's doing it, man. Chief's doing it. That's what he's been busy doing.
Yeah.
So we get tribal EINs, no doubt. But I need y'all to understand, you with the unincorporated association, you're good, man. You don't have to use no codes or statutes. You don't have to use no 508c1a. It's really better. I teach 508c1as, but it is a 508c1a, but what's understood don't have to be explained with it. We're not incorporated. They understand it. This is how the government operates. Real life government. But let me show y'all something. Can everybody see my screen? So there's the name of it right there. This is the Vatican Bank right here. It's not a private bank. It says there are no owners or shareholders. That has been established in the form of a... I don't know what all this means. But what I do want y'all to know is you just do what they do. Because listen... They got $15 billion. Hey, the worth of the Vatican is estimated by financial experts to range anywhere from $10 billion to $15 billion. So this is what I need y'all to study, man. Y'all have to move like they move. Y'all have to move like they move. So listen, the Pope gets to say what goes on with the fucking... the bank, the Holy See, the Vatican City State. So this is how important religion is, man, having your own church. And everybody, y'all can tap in with me.
But you really want that tribal EIN, because with just the 508 EIN, you don't have to file anything and you get all that protection. But if somebody was to give you a donation or you were to issue like a 1099 to someone who's working for you, at that point, you don't, on your end, there's no records of anything. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to issue anything. But if you issue a donation receipt, it has your EIN on. They can come back and say, all they can say is prove you're a church. And they can't, it's against the law for them to say what a church is, but they have certain guidelines that they kind of put you under, and you have to just show them that you're really a church with a tribal EIN. They can't do that.
Okay, so if I set up my 501c1 with a regular EIN that comes from the IRS,
nothing. Don't worry about that. I kicked her out. Fuck what she talking about. Listen, you can get bank accounts without EINs. The fuck?
Yeah, you really can.
Straight up. You get a trustee. You appoint somebody as a trustee. We got DJ Kevin Clutch in the building. Happy belated birthday.
Peace, King.
But no, you can set up, the first step in going private is stay in private. Quit using your name in the public. Quit using that shit in the public. Learn how to create a family trust. That's where I'm going to start. Family trust. If you don't understand anything else, you don't understand how to do a church, because your family is a church. You teach them about God. You can start with a family trust. Then when they ask, who created the trust? You say the family. Own, none, control, everything.
That's a better place to start is the family, because I think that's because that's where I started.
There you go. Thank you. Your family is together too.
Yeah, my family. You know, I'm talking about this with them every day, just trying to, you know, get it in them, try to get them to understand. Like this is where I started. Like I haven't met a girl, you know, and did my second family, but I'm gonna start right here with my family, my tribe.
Hey, all praises to that king and your family.
Hey, he's 21, bro.
All praises, king. All praises. Hey, you 21,
hey. The dude's 21, bro. Hey, listen, I just started figuring this shit out. I didn't figure out the family trust until about 3 years ago, you know? And like I said, I came in making my name an LLC first. But the thing is, I want y'all to... I'm always able. I'm a slick one, so I'm always able to get myself out of situations. Wisdom comes from the Most High. So I want y'all to understand that, like, in 2022, last year, well, going on 2 years ago now, they started switching shit up, man, because a lot of people started learning what was going on. And they started enforcing something called the alter ego doctrine. All right? So this is when I learned how to create parent companies and holding companies, but you still got to be careful with having your name out there if you want to create registered agents, create your own trustees. I want y'all to know that's what I do. I work with people that have trust. I work with trustees. A trustee, you can appoint a trustee to open up a bank account for you, and that's all they can do. Limited powers of attorney, things like that. But alter ego is a legal doctrine whereby the court finds that a corporation lacks a separate identity from an individual corporate shareholder. The court applies that this rule to ignore the corporate status of a group of stockholders, officers, and directors of a corporation with respect to the limited liability. So that means we're gifting everything to the business, but we're still using it, and it looks like you're using it for personal use. So everything has to look like a business or a business expense. I hope that makes sense. Everything has to look like it's for the business. You can't look like it's just for the personal use. If you're giving it up, you have to give it up for the beneficiaries, the use of the beneficiaries, or whatever it may be. Yes, you make up all your own trust documents. You make up all your own contracts, yes. Most definitely want to, everything that you do, you want to create your own contracts on everything. And I don't want to confuse y'all, telling y'all to do this and do that. Right. Bill says we have to do it all, otherwise it ain't private. That's correct. I see you, Ricardo, man. Drop a donation, man. You got the stack of cash in the motherfucking picture. I'm just messing with y'all, man. But I like that. I like that, man. Make sure y'all put y'all's email addresses in this chat. I'll make sure y'all get this replay. Let me know if y'all got more questions, too. Unmute yourself and put it in the chat. Let me know if y'all learned anything so far, because I will go back.
I learned a lot.
What's good?
I learned a lot, Don. That's crazy.
You said you learned a lot?
Yeah, because I followed your page when you first had, like, 100,000 followers or something below the lines, and you had no subscribers. I just saw you grow, and now you came out with this new information about this preview. This private stuff is way different. It's like that blue red pill in The Matrix with Neo. He was coming back and forth. From the private to the public, from the private to the public. And now I'm understanding right. It makes more sense to me.
Yeah, so like in the public, so someone asked, so becoming the church is the goal. If you want to operate in the public, you got to learn how to operate in the public correctly. So you can operate as a church in the public. You can operate as a tribe in the public. And the private, it's whatever the fuck you want to call it. These people can't make sense of what's going on in the private because they don't understand your God. You want your holding company in a charging order protection state. Charging order protection state. And you make the holding company own your name. Or it could be a record label. It could be a church. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. There's so many ways to do this. The holding company could be a record label. It could be a church. That could be a tribe. That could be everything that the fuck we're talking about, man. And the reason why y'all don't know is because y'all are not implementing things correctly. That's why y'all lost in the sauce. Y'all hanging around debtors. Y'all hanging around people that's not creating nothing. You know? If you know they're somebody's making fucking millions of dollars off your essence, then you need to get around people that's making $1 million off their own essence. Because obviously they figure something out. It's that simple. People just don't look up and get famous. None of that shit. I need y'all to understand what's going on, man.
I need that book, Private Sector. I promise you, that's going to help y'all understand.
Right. I got this. I'll show y'all the book. And that book.
Yeah, I need to get that. I'm not going to lie.
Right there.
If y'all been, listen, I got a bunch of old classes and shit. I'm not going to be, they getting taken off the market. So y'all better jump on that shit now. Because moving forward, everything is just going to be, I got animated courses coming out. Jump on the motherfucking, I'll be having a website for that song, but I'm going to be posting shit on the OnlyFans starting off.
Hey, Don, when we try and go to the Web3?
To the what?
To the Web3, the crypto side, baby, so we can go ahead and start getting in the metaverse.
I'm already on the crypto side, hubby.
Okay. Let's create.
I'm already there. Get this book, The Private Sector, right here. I'll show you a bunch about the private sector, you know. The book Can't Touch This. Y'all want to start learning how to make money? Y'all get to capitalize and namepreneur. That would show you how to fill out your straw man correctly. There's that check, please book, too. This bitch still doing numbers. I dropped the price for y'all, too. This Can't Touch This. I'm looking for the day to do it though, right here. This is the book y'all need right here. This is gonna show you how to turn the straw man name correctly, turn into a business, and get those tax credits that to balance that debt out. And y'all have to understand this shit anyways, man. Because everybody be stuck on the 1099 OID, but you got to know what a zero coupon bond is first. First of all, if y'all doing 1099 OIDs, this is what y'all need to study. Zero coupon bonds. A zero coupon bond, also known as an ACRO bond, is a debt security. There's the key word, debt security, that does not pay interest, but instead trades at a deep discount, running a profit at maturity. When the bond is redeemed for its first full face value, they're sending you bonds in the mail. Every month when you're getting those notes, a debt security. That's all it is a debt security.
Is that a T-bill?
A coupon bond. No, just a regular bill you get in the mail. These are the coupon payments, bro.
Coupon bond. Coupon. Yeah, I got you.
Coupon payment. What is a bond coupon?
This I got one right here. I got one filled out right here. So, and I filled it out with red marker. I didn't have a stamp.
And then you write when you write to your bank. This is what y'all need to be after. 1099 INT.
I got a credit union as my bank, so they own it. Whereas owns the bank, they own.
That's
it.
That's all private too. So all you got to do is reach out to the bank manager.
Oh, that's
this is what y'all got to do. This is what y'all got to do anyways. Though is reach out to the bank managers. Y'all write to the bank managers. That's private banking. You're going to have to request it. Anything over $10, you get all that shit back because they used your fucking money, your credit. It's called, I don't know if y'all understand what fractional banking is when you're dealing with the public banks. But look, public banks are owned by the government. I need y'all to know this. A public bank is owned and operated by a state or city government in the public interest. That's what you got to understand. If you got your land, you can create you a fucking bank. It's not fucking hard. All it is paperwork. But it's owned by the city government in the public interest. Now, with that being stated, I want y'all to understand what they do when you own a bank. It's called fractional reserve banking. So each bank deposit that's required, the bank only needs to keep a specific amount of cash on hand. And usually they can loan out to 90%. They only need to keep 10%. So for every $100, they can loan out 90. So what happens is you're actually an investor when they loan out your money. All right. Anytime somebody uses your credit, that public trust, all of that. A payer must issue a 1099 INT for any party to whom they paid at least $10 of interest. So they got interest. Every bank, you get interest on the bank account. So one copy goes to the IRS. It's called a 1099 INT. An interest on all bank deposits. It's right there. This is not my rules. So I need y'all to understand, if you're in the right fucking wealth groups, you're talking to the right fucking people, you're going to know this shit because they talk about this every fucking day. This shit is fucking, I talk about every day with people that I'm dealing with. That's how I know you're not dealing with the right shit. But anything offered to the public, such as bonds, debt notes, certificates other than those of the U.S. Treasury. So everything that's issued, you can file a 1099 INT.
Quick question, would that be kind of like the same thing with assessing the tax with a W-4 form?
Yeah, so listen, instead of the OID, we do the INTs.
All right, that.
Now, because the OID, we've shut down accounts and done a lot of different shit. I'm not saying it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But before this, you're still going to have to do the 1096. But you write to your bank first. So anything $10 or over, they have to fucking pay you the INT on. That's why when you go to the bank, you run it as credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. If you got a debit card, always put that shit on credit. Credit. Double book entries on your behalf, and you can call that shit back.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where borders can limit opportunities, one book dares to challenge the norm and empower foreign nationals like never before. Introducing Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by best-selling author Don Kalam. Did you know there is a difference being a citizen and national? This is for foreign nationals seeking to expand their horizons. Do you dream of obtaining a diplomatic passport and the freedom it brings? Don Kalam reveals the secrets to unlocking diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Discover why you are already a foreign national, learn the steps to obtain a diplomatic passport, and explore how you can be recognized by numerous nations on your diplomatic journey. Most never knew they could have diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. This book is a game-changer for anyone seeking freedom and recognition on the international stage. Get your copy of Can't Touch This today and embark on a journey towards diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Order your copy now and unlock the power of diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. Can't Touch This. Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Anytime they using you get utilities, whatever. You're running that shit as credit. Credit represents an agreement between a creditor, a lender, and a borrower. The debtor promises to repay the lender, often with interest. So even when you're depositing this money in a bank, when it makes a loan, it credits money to the borrower. So when you go into the fucking store, you're giving them a loan. You're giving them credit. And credits always come back with interest. So the word credit has many meanings in the financial world, but it's mostly commonly refers to a contractual agreement in which a borrower receives a sum of money or something else of value and commits to repaying the lender at a later date, typically with interest.
You're always the lender. If you're using this,
you're always the lender. There you go.
This shit? Hey, Don, I want to really...
Yeah, they're the borrowers.
Yeah, that consumer, that consumer shit is real, but we don't need the codes. Just read the codes to understand who you are.
Right. So, now,
right on.
Now, even, look, let me go back to share my screen.
Come on, big dog.
Because even though we know that the, this should be common sense right here, okay? We know who owns the national debt, right? The Social Security, The Social Security Trust Fund owns the national debt.
Yeah, the Treasury.
The Social Security Trust Fund. Okay. This is who they owe.
That's still the Treasury, right?
Yes, through the Treasury and the Bureau of Public Debt. Okay. So, but they owe the Social Security Trust Fund. The Social Security Trust Fund owns a significant portion of the U.S. national debt. So they debt held by the public is $24 trillion, $24.5 trillion.
This was at the time of writing. So if you actually
this is right. And this is what y'all are not claiming, because y'all are not claiming it right. Mm. You're not claiming your credits back. Everything is credit. There's no such thing as money. Yeah. It's credits and debits. You know, and real money to them is what you was talking about, the T-bills and things like that. So that is real money in their system, not gold and silver. So this is what they're borrowing against.
About that application, they securitize it and then put it into this fund right here. This is all where it's going to, right? Every time they collateralize and trade these promissory notes that have our information on it, such as that social, is perpetuating, adding to this debt right here more and more. But that's supposed to be back to us. This is money that's owed back to us every time we use it. So I'm assuming this 1099 INC is to assess the tax from each account that we've deposited coupons or money into. Every time you put money in these banks, you're supposed to now go back and assess the tax, because you're the lender to them. You just lent the bank money to be lenders. You just lent the lenders money.
Right. Hey, I like how you put that.
I hope you guys just heard what he just said.
He wrote that shit down.
I really just hope you guys heard what he just said, because he really just broke it down so good. And I hope y'all put y'all email in there to get this, because y'all, I'm telling you.
Hey, he broke that shit down.
So Don, I got a question.
What's up?
If anybody in the chat right now wanted to take the next step forward, would you recommend them to take action on that $500 course that's on your page, on the DonKalam.com page?
I mean, just reach out to me, man. It's different strokes for different folks. If you're just now getting into this shit, my stuff is, I'm seeing that it's for more advanced people, so I'm dumbing this shit down a little bit. I'm coming to the OnlyFans, and then I'm going to be bringing out some courses, I think, on Thinktific through Shopify, something like that. I'm doing my best to get away from coaching calls, but I got a bunch of old courses and stuff for you. If you drop in the $500 if you're on my Instagram, I'll make sure y'all get that shit. But that's for more advanced people I'm seeing. You got to have the business mindset. Like you're going to have to understand business. When you understand the Social Security Trust that y'all keep trying to claim, you got to see this. Listen, it's disability insurance, and it's like health insurance, man. Retirement funds. That's what it is. And when you understand whole life insurance, that's what you're borrowing against the trust fund. So this is a Social Security Trust Fund. The reason why you're coming in as a debtor, even when you file taxes, y'all filing 1040 forms. Mm-hmm. Y'all see a 1040, that's an individual income tax. When you look up what a 1041 is, so if anything, you need to be filing an estate and trust tax return. When you understand this is a Social Security Trust Fund.
Nah, hold on.
There you go.
Hold on. Time out.
There you go.
Hold on. Hold on. I could say that I was an informant basically for the United States, because
yes, that's what you was. You're an informant. Right? There you go. Who said that, man?
It's your boy Mike.
If I had a gold star, I'd give your ass one, boy.
Bro, I've been with you since forever. You gave me the name entrepreneur book. You gave that out to a couple of us and your subscribers. You gave us the Trusting and Limited Liability Company for Assets Protection. You gave us those two books. I'm reading off of it, like taking little jabs. I'm trying to understand the UCC. Like, I like being
have to understand the UCC. It's an international trade language. That's all it is. You need to learn how to create your own trade language. Listen, Islam, ISF law master. You need to learn how to create your own laws. That's all English is, trade language, man.
Salam.
Don is trying to get us to understand that with us understanding who we are, when you ask the question, like, where should I start? He can't tell you that answer. He can't answer that question.
I'm going to tell you what it is. People that understand me is leaders and bosses. If you're not a leader or a boss, you don't like me, so fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That means you're a peon. Because the leaders and bosses understand me, man.
Yeah, that's why your name is Sean.
That's how my crew works. Everyone's a boss around my circle.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're a leader, man. Yeah, straight up. We hand the torches off, but not everybody wants to lead. And that's cool. But you just help them play their position. We create the best angels and the blessed demons, man. Let the games begin. Because ain't no black pieces, ain't no more black pieces, the game's over. Ain't no more white pieces, the game's over, man. Yin and yang, man. I'm here to create balance. Let's get it.
I got a question. Yeah, let's do it. Very important question.
Do it.
Let's go.
Got a very important question, Don. And I don't know if this might hit you a different way, you know. But I have signed and basically signed my contract to the military, and I did my time. And they basically, like a year, 8 months later, they discharged me, threw me out after they basically gave me 6 separations to my spine, a damaged both in this left nerve damage on my left ankle, my right shoulder, 2 torn muscles, COPD on my right side, and then it gave me a mental health of schizophrenia, depressive type. How can I
end collect that contract? That
security fraud? Like that security fraud.
You got to end that contract.
Yeah, I'm out of it nowadays.
No. Well, like, are they trying to put you? My bad. If you're asking Don, but to me, I've already.
Sorry,
I've already,
I don't know. You do your thing. Yeah. I would holler at the chief, man.
Okay.
But
look.
I suggest everybody do a DD-214 though. Yeah. Discharge from the military. Everybody needs to do that.
Yeah. I got DD-214.
Okay. Well. Apparently, if they
drop that in the
trying to give you any type of vet, like, are they trying to still give you like veteran benefits?
All right, so when I came out, basically, long story short, my ex-wife is using me for money. And when I came out, I'm a New Yorker. I was born and raised there. So when I came back home, I was running from a case from, you know, credit card fraud and all that stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh. They took $20,000 because, like what Don said, was in the bank, it's public. So they could just snatch whatever they want. Yeah, I had $3,000 saved up for my kids, and they just took it as a fine, just fee. So, like, that's this crazy. Is why I'm believing in what Don is saying, because I have firsthand witnessed it. Then, after they took that, a year later, the government started attacking me and pressing me. And after I served to protect and broke my back pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Tried to send me child support. But me, the other dude said with the green background, he said, you can't say that you're whatever they're saying you are.
So what
I did is when I came to the court, I said, I'm here on a special representation. So so when they try to come back to me saying my last name, we're going to call you Mr. Arias. I was like, no, you're not calling me second, trying to put me under your authority. I'm first. I am Misael, and I'm here on a special representation. They kept on coming back and forth, and I told them, are you challenging or dismissing my Sixth Amendment? They hung up the phone fast. Never, ever bothered me again.
Damn, there you go. Hey,
I just want y'all to know the way we operate, we always give notice, though. Like, we just don't show up to court and shit, man. We give notice. The gentleman gives notice.
Perform inequity.
And then if they need my appearance, they got to pay me.
Yeah, for real. That's me. And it's a lot.
Fiduciary.
Anytime y'all get a summons or an invitation to court, y'all should be happy about it, because that means money.
Yeah. Apparently from my understandings, it's like you go ahead and send in that letter that, you know, that you'll go ahead and show up on in special appearance, you know, on behalf of the, you know, the party or whatever. And then you basically say that you'll accept, you know, and then you'll go ahead and show up, but you do not pass the podium. You don't pass the, like, the little bars. And then you take your birth certificate or something, and you can go ahead and, you know, offer it to them. If they don't come grab it, you can go ahead and toss it up to the podium as far as you can up to them. And then you can go ahead and supposedly just turn around and leave.
No way.
That's what I hear.
I don't even go to court.
Okay. So from what I hear, okay, so then you could just send paperwork and that you can send
that's
the bond
it.
In like
that's
that?
That's the court. The court is the paperwork.
Oh, so the mail place is the court, right? The headquarters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So then basically that the other way is just another way you could do it, but you didn't have to do it that way. You don't have to show up.
Only time I go to court is when I need a new YouTube video.
Got you.
Straight up.
Gotcha, gotcha. Cool, cool.
I did not go to court. That's not your game. That's not your jurisdiction. You handle it outside of court.
Hey, check this out.
They're charging a fucking trust. It's a trust. If they can't prove who the fuck they are, you don't go in. It's a court of record. They need to prove who the fuck they are.
Right on.
It's that simple. Every court has a clerk. It's all about the money. The defendant is the birth certificate. That's what they're charging.
Yep.
So I got a question, Don.
I got a question. How many Amish people y'all seen in court?
None.
How many Jewish people y'all seen in court?
The mafia.
Shoot, just lawyers.
These are just lawyers.
Straight up, man.
No, attorneys. Attorneys.
I'm fucking crying.
Y'all gotta know how to do this shit correctly. When you're part of royalty, that's what I'm trying to see. I got a whole book called Can't Touch This. It shows you how to operate with the correct how to talk to them. How to be correct. They have to treat nationals differently. But you ain't got no ambassadors set up. Y'all don't have no counselors set up. Y'all don't have y'all's fucking jurisdiction set up. Y'all don't have your fucking church set up. They don't have people that they can call. Y'all ain't got y'all's ID set up. Y'all not sitting down with the right people. There's more people out here, temples. So shout out to the real temples out here that got signed off by Condoleezza Rice and signed off by Barack Obama and people that are really operating correctly. They got their own courts. Their own tribes, their own congregation, their own land. They're feeding the people. They got their own healthcare systems. These are the things y'all have to have in play before y'all start saying this is your social security number. Y'all trying to take back shit. Where are you going to take it back to? Section 8? You trying to take back some shit and get right back on food stamps. You gave back up your birthrights again. Everybody that's on food stamps gave up their birthrights.
Yeah, for real.
I need y'all to understand that.
Yeah, that's bondage. That's bondage.
Apparently, the mother getting child support just gave up the child's birthrights.
Yep. Hey, apparently they cut off John the Baptist's head because he taught Jesus how to separate from the waters, which is separate from his straw mat.
That's it. The Holy See. It's private sea. You gotta learn how to create your own private sea.
Yeah. No way. Okay, so now you know what? I'm going to go to sovereignfiling.com and I'm going to cancel this and fund my money and give it to Don. Yeah. Don. Let me get this $500 refund right back. I'm going to give Don.
Listen, as soon as you make your name up, you can make it a regular sole proprietorship, but you're still going to be liable if the business fucks up. That's why, but you can attach this sole proprietorship to an unincorporated association. And then it's not liable for anything. It's under a government.
But would you still want to make it in one of those other states that you don't?
When you do an unincorporated association, it's unincorporated. State is incorporated.
Got you.
Y'all got to understand business.
Got you, got you, got you.
You dig what I'm saying? I'm talking about I got 13-year-olds sitting here making millions of dollars, man.
I swear to God, man.
Right.
I'm ready to go, man. Let me know.
Y'all got to understand business. You got to understand that you are the business.
Right on, right on.
Your mouth can get you into jail or a prison. Yeah, so you got to understand, you got to learn how to speak the correct thing. So start speaking to yourself. Understand that you are the business. Quit thinking you're that name. If a sound can control your spirit, then somebody has control over you. That's some demon shit.
Yep. Check this out, y'all. I stood my square. I stood my square the other day. I got pulled over. My tags were out. I didn't have my ID because it's already expired or whatever. And man, I had my bong in there and everything. I was just blazing and stuff. But I luckily had all my dogs in the car. And one was like, we thought I was pregnant, so I was on my way actually to go do something. But it was a rookie cop. So then, like after he pulled me over, because my lights were off. So, but I had just left the store, thankfully. And so like I turned him on, and so he pulls me over and I was like, he tells me about the lights. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Appreciate that. And then I turned him on, and then he started trying to get my ID. And I was like, oh man, I'm not trying to contract with you. I'm not contracting with you. Basically, I appreciate you giving me the warning about my lights, but I haven't done any illegal things, and my dog is you know, pregnant here, and you're impeding me right now. I need to travel right here down the street, and my dog is, you know, almost ready to pop, so I need to check her blood. You know, and she was giving me a problem a little bit, but luckily he was a rookie and his supervisor was there. So supervisor showed up trying to give me a little problems. And now I just told him, I was like, hey, man, I'm not engaging in commerce. And you're stopping me. You're impeding me from traveling. And then, oh, I didn't say traveling. And then you're impeding me from getting my dog to where I got to take her, you know, for her pregnancy. And that's still personal, right? That's personal. And so basically the guy walked away. All
right, bro. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't advise anybody to fucking move around like that. that. Straight up. Like I create private tags. You create the private tags. You can update your county deeds office, wherever you fucking get married, you put the marriage license at. That's where you put you put notification of what tags you're operating in if you're going to operate private. You know, some people do get, how you doing, Lex? Some people do get DOT numbers. Barry said he just got his DOT number, his DOT number, Department of Transportation number. But I've seen people get blue block plans with them motherfuckers too, though. Me, personally, I say just put the car in the church name. Put the car in the bank name. If they take the car from the bank, that's bank robbery. Don't nobody want a bank robbery. Don't nobody want that. That's a serious crime. That's a serious crime.
No way.
I see you, Lex, man. Girl, I give you a free consultation. Hit me up, girl. I'm just fucking with y'all, man. But real shit. Same way with the church, man. Say it's the church. That's the church car. Somebody gonna fucking take from Jesus. The fuck, nigga? Hey, I'm just saying. Think about it, man. That's a church van. You know? Real shit. But that's how I move, man. I was moving. Like, when I first started, all my license plates was in the my name, LLC name. But like I said, that's the alter ego doctrine. I don't move like that no more. Luckily, I never got hemmed up and got in trouble with that stuff. But I learned about it in 2022 from somebody that I was assisting. They was having issues with the alter ego doctrine, but you know, they was a rapper, so we was able to prove that everything belonged to the record label. And then the record label belonged to the church, so we're rapping for Jesus, you know? I'm just saying, this is how y'all got to move. If y'all want to see, if y'all real life, I can show y'all this is how I'm set up. Keon and my lion, man.
You ain't lying at all. This shit is crazy.
hey, all y'all gotta do is check me out now.
I believe it though, because when people be making nonprofits, it's like kind of the same thing, but or that what you're doing is a little bit different though.
You got to understand, you came to the world first through an ultrasound. This is the air jurisdiction.
Hello.
So look, Goodyear Records, LLC. When you understand why the member is a holding company in Nevada, y'all can see it right there. Because I want y'all to see the benefits in Nevada.
Hey, man, I was about to go use my VA loan, but I'm going to just wait on that now.
This helped me understand.
I'm gonna put this
talking about chat. This a lot. I went at first like a couple months back about Nevada and all that stuff.
Yeah. Y'all got to know.
I remember. Ooh.
I know a lot of y'all ain't gonna understand it, but I'm about to break it down to y'all. Let me put this in the chat for y'all so y'all can just save that.
That's I'll like a number.
So look, this is just like a 508c1a, but this you can utilize this correctly. Well, the judges won't understand it because they understand business, LLCs. So no state income taxes or corporate taxes, privacy protection, so you can remain anonymous. So what tax do you have to pay if you're anonymous? Who they going to tax?
Nobody. It's bulletproof.
Now, there's no even if you, like I said, the social is a trust. But even if you want to be an individual, you're still protected right here. Mm-hmm. Strong corporate bill protecting individuals from liability. Now, there's no formal information sharing with the IRS. I don't have to share shit with the IRS. And the judicial system's not on codes and statutes. It's on case law, Supreme Court decisions.
Yo, Don, where do I sign up?
Hey, fuck, holler at me, man. Y'all, listen, hit me up in the, everybody that's in the, because y'all Instagram subscribers, hit me up on the Instagram. Just send me a message, say y'all ready, man. If y'all want all my classes, it's 500. I'm going to include a fucking, a call with you too. See where you're at. And just because you're Instagram subscribers, I don't give a fuck if it's a court case, whatever, we'll figure it out. I'm helping people get their cars out for $1,000. I'm doing child support for $1,200. But like if it's a regular ticket or something, we can get rid of that for the $500. Cause I'm gonna show y'all how to get, money back off that shit. Another thing is I want y'all to understand to make your name a business so y'all can get grants. There's a lot of free money out there and shit like that. And then assessing the taxes. When you learn how to make your name a business, I'm gonna show y'all.
I seen that too a couple months ago. You post something about the IRS giving you like about like 50,000, 40,000, right?
Man, you can get 40,000 alone just off simple shit with this right here. So everybody that has filled out a individual tax return, I would do it as a sole prop. I wouldn't use a social. I would create a sole prop EIN. And then amend this right here, household employment taxes. You can claim your rent. You can claim a lot of different shit. If you ever gave, like when you run things as credit, I can show y'all how you can fucking get money back for that as well from the IRS. So, and all this shit's in the Capitalize and Namepreneur book. A lot of different shit.
Nah, man, I'm a millionaire, and I know it because of all the contracts I made. Which
most people are. Most people are already.
Yeah, I was looking at my all the contracts. The contract I did when I was in the military, the auto loan, the contract that the military did for me with the VRNE with school because I did cybersecurity. I'm certified. All those contracts, I need to get all my security fraud right back.
So, like with the court, does everybody know how a court case works? So say, because the court has to get paid. Someone's paying for the judge and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is coming from your Social Security trust.
Yes.
Securitizing the agreements you create. So what happens is they get bonded. You create a bond. It's like a government contract. You ever heard of a government contract? People can get government contracts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you won. You won this government contract.
The DOD.
Yeah. So we out.
I know.
So say it's a child support case. The father, since it's his actual case, he's the one who's funding this case and also bonded the case. Mm-hmm. He can default the bond and have the proceeds go to any account he wants. Hey, a lot of people don't know that. You default the GSA bonds. You throw the bonds into default.
Damn. That means I did that and I didn't even know. Twice.
Hey, but what if your baby mama took you off child support?
I had two child support cases and I beat both of them.
You were still on it though. You know, they're getting paid. Yeah, they up to 3 years.
Okay, because you know what? They took my COVID stimulus. I was supposed to be off of it, but they still took all of those checks. But I was locked up.
I ain't never heard of that. That's fucked up.
Yeah, they were doing that to a lot of people that were locked up.
Shit. Hey, that's crazy.
Honest telling me that we could get all that shit right the fuck back from the IRS.
Yeah, you know, I got one of my tax guys, he can get some of them. He used to work for the IRS, though. He can get some of them go back up to 5 years.
Yeah. All I can tell you,
go back 3 years for sure.
All I can tell you is right now, Don. I don't know. Cause I don't know if money is. I know. I'm paying you for the time that you invested, not for the course itself. So I know the Social Security Administrator. I already signed it, but I signed it without prejudice under the UCC 1-308. When I signed it, they already said that they're gonna try to give me like 14K. So I'm just trying to invest in the right movements to make sure that I build, I actually make a change in my family name. Like, I'll be the first one to make that change and make that empire grow. So I've been trying to do this individually, this lone wolf style. And pretty much that's why I signed up to do the SPC.
You already a secure party creditor. That's what you got to know that, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm
referring to. You got to get your mindset off the paperwork. So Bill was talking about the muni bonds. I want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see this, man. Because even off muni bonds, you got money. If you're registered to vote, you got money. Any of that shit. Don't be no organ donor, though.
Hell no. I never sat with me.
No, you can do what you want. You can do what you want, man.
They selling your organs. I already witnessed it as a government affiliate. I seen it myself. There will be veterans that will be organ donors, and a lot of them will either get killed by suicide or get smacked by a wing, the jet wing, and they will sell their organs individually and make thousands of dollars just off your body parts. No, I'm good. Sign me out.
That's facts. That's fact. But look at this, muni bonds, municipal bonds. I want y'all to know, y'all think that taxes go to make certain families rich. Taxes do not go to fucking pay for nothing in a city. So they're commonly offered to pay for capital expenditures, including the construction of highways, bridges, or schools. So taxes do not pay for schools. Municipal bonds do. Municipal bonds act like loans, with bondholders becoming the creditors. So these are general obligation and revenue bonds. And this is what's coming from residents and the people. This is all coming from your social. A debt security issued by a state, municipal, or county to finance its capital expenditures. Sometimes they tell you, sometimes they don't, depending on the type of bond. Series 6 and Series 7 brokers, the top of the food chain, they know about this and how to create these things.
No.
I was just telling my tribe about this earlier.
But listen, so you got to understand, it's always by a nonprofit organization. So you see, a municipal bond is a debt obligation issued by a nonprofit organization, a private sector corporation, or another public entity using a loan for public projects, such as constructing schools, hospitals, and highways. It gets deeper, y'all. I will show y'all how y'all understand the United States is under bankruptcy. But in order for them to get funding and shit, they can't appear that they're under bankruptcy. So it's called a special purpose vehicle. This is under the private sector too. Let me see. I got all these pop-ups. My bad, y'all. So a parent company or a holding company. Holding companies and parent companies can be two different things, okay? But most of my holding companies are parent companies, or I have a 100 corporate association as a beneficiary owner at the end of the day. Because you want to take it back to the private. You don't want to just keep shit in the public. But a parent company creates an SPV to isolate or securitize assets in a separate company that is often kept off the balance sheet. In other cases, the SPV may be created solely to securitize debt so the investors can be assured of repayment. A company may form the SPV as a limited partnership, a trust, a corporation, or a limited liability corporation, among options. I just want y'all to see how they use it for bankruptcies. So basically, this is what's going on, man, with your day. They create something called a special purpose vehicle. So doing SPV's assets and liabilities appear on the parent company's balance sheet? No. Special purpose vehicles have their own obligations, assets, and liabilities outside the parent company. SPVs can, for example, issue bonds to raise additional capital at more favorable borrowable rates than the parent could. So that's what's happening. You're creating everything as a special purpose vehicle for the parent company, which is considered the United States. Public-private partnerships are collaborations between a government agency and privately owned company. Many private partners and public-private partnerships demand a special purpose vehicle as part of the arrangement. This is especially true for capital-intense endeavors. But that's it right there. Y'all with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm understanding. 100%.
For sure.
So also known as a bankruptcy remote entity or a single or special purpose entity, a SPE, they're also called SPEs, a legal entity created for a limited single purpose to isolate financial risk and minimize bankruptcy risk, making it bankruptcy remote. So these are created in the midst of the bankruptcy because the United States is under bankruptcy. Your name is created. So everybody understands that the United States means federal corporation, correct?
Real talk.
Yeah.
And then a person is also considered a corporation or an unincorporated association of trust. And so in a lot of cases, what they're creating is called an SPE or SPV, a special purpose entity, this public-private partnership. You're a shareholder. Would you have a certificate? So you can create, when you're part of a your tribe, you can create your own certificates, you know?
Yeah.
Baptismal certificates. I need y'all to understand this. I hope y'all seen it on the podcast. Family Bibles, a birth record or baptismal certificate. This says you can't be, but this is in Pennsylvania. You can. So right here, this is New Mexico, list of acceptable documents used as proof. Identification card, baptismal certificate, patents of nativity. And this is what a patent of nativity looked like.
What about a family heirloom?
Such as what?
Or the baby heirloom or something like that. It's like a certificate that comes with your birth certificate, I guess.
All right,
it's
that could probably work. Word. That could probably work.
I got tons of different documents, man. Damn.
Like this some stuff right here. But baby land deeds. We've used those. That's what we're using right now. It's baby land deeds for everything.
We need one of those on our name, too.
Look, there we go, Cam. You see Cam as chief?
Yeah, you see that.
There we go. The baby land deed. Let's go. Now, family Bible.
What's that? Like ownership of the land?
Yeah, you come from the land. The family Bible can be used as identification.
Will the baby land deed get me like access to my son back? Like I can have him back if I
do that? You can only be saved through the father. That's why they call you a first son. First son can be saved through the father.
Okay.
That's exactly what I did to get custody of my kids. That's what I'm going through right now. I just got everything just got taken care of.
Yeah, I'm about to do that, man.
You know, yeah, and I got the ideas. I was helping some people and they did it in Chicago, Illinois. They used the baby land deed. He got custody of his two children with the baby land deeds. It worked, so I used it as well. But I was nervous doing it. But they didn't even question me, yo, like the attorneys, because I have private attorneys. I don't have public attorneys. You understand? You got private law and you got public law.
Yeah.
And then always say it's family. Like in the public, I say it's from the family trust. We're operating from the family trust or the church. But yes, family Bibles. The family Bible could be used as identity. We have affidavits of birth, affidavits of identity. But I want you to see there is such thing as affidavit of birth. That's the Department of the State. There it is, a birth affidavit right there. So we've been helping people get passports with we attach the baby land deed to this. And then boom, you can have your tribe sign off on it.
What was it?
Hey, so real quick on the baby land deed, we could do one on our name, correct? Like, because that's for international.
Yes.
So you, yes. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
It's called Pat. When you understand which royal family you come from, because everybody over here is royalty, whether you believe it or not. If you got issues with Social Security number, you're royalty. Your bloodline ties to royalty. They're just not going to let anybody come to the United States. They will send your ass back where you came from. So when you start understanding which bloodline you truly come from and tap into that, then you'll be able to get create a patent of a nobility.
How can we get deeper?
I can start showing y'all where y'all can get remedy too. When y'all start quit getting away from these documents, identifying with these documents. If you're coming up through a certain religious sect, everybody has their own law, man. First of all, if you're identifying with birth certificates, that's contract law. So you're always going to be under the courts you're under. So you got the high courts of justice. This is for royalty. And you understand who the fuck you are. I just want y'all to see this shit. It's real. You got the King's Bitch Division, the Chancery Division, and the Family Division.
Now,
you got Sharia law.
You know, Junior said I was outside yesterday drunk as fuck. Junior told me that I was outside yesterday drunk as fuck.
Hold on, man.
And then I burnt his car.
Mike, mute your mic, bro.
Right, man. My bad, y'all. So we got the Sharia. You can look up the Sharia Council. This is for Muslims, though. The Islamic Sharia Council is a British organization that provides legal ruling and advice to Muslims. You got fucking so look, the canon law, that's under the Catholic Church. This is what the anytime you're going and dealing with these contracts, you're dealing with canon law. It says most DSC should always have a counsel. So look, you can look up canon law attorneys. This shit's real. A canon law lawyer, canon law society. What is a canon lawyer? A canon lawyer is anyone with significant knowledge about the legal system of the Catholic Church. They have their own laws. Jehovah's Witnesses have their own laws. Amish people have their own laws. Look, tribal law attorneys. These tribal laws have their own attorneys, own laws. You have to know what to say correctly. If you come through a particular way of life, you're going to know what to say and know what to do. This is how you're acting like a debtor. You're acting like you're a slave. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know how else I can put this. But you, if you had rights, you would know them. Put it like that. Help me out, Keon, man. What am I trying to say, man?
We need our own laws, man. If you are following their laws, you will always be subject to their rulership. If you do not come under a...
If you go in there identifying with a birth certificate, you under their law. You trade with the enemy.
Create your own documents. Create your own contracts. Create your own certificates. You are bonded. You are technically under witchcraft right now, literally. They put black ink on your soul and stamped you on a bonded paper. They binded you. So technically, you're their possession and all your labor belongs to them until you understand who you are. So
you see this ecclesiastical church, Catholic church under canon law. You got to understand which law you under, man. You going under their UCC codes. You under their law. You're still under commerce. You're still under maritime. You're under admiralty. You go in there stating that. You go in there stating the Constitution. Now they trading with the enemy. You got to know how to operate correctly. And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody, man. They're going to know who you are by the documents you identify with. How would royalty address the court?
I honor I'm not saying Your Honor.
You know, even
go in as honorable, right? You would say that you were honorable, and you wouldn't say that the judge is honorable. Like, you wouldn't address the judge as being honorable, right?
No, I would never address. I would never give my honor to the judge.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's the way it is. Cool.
It's always my honor.
Now with the canon law, that's always going to be ecclesiastical law, and then.
Yes, it's all, everything's ecclesiastical. Isn't the Bible a fact in the courtroom?
Yep, ecclesiastical.
They're wearing a robe. That's a mourning robe because you're dead. Everything's ecclesiastical. No, if this is a court of record, nobody's even asking for their authority. You don't have to answer anything until they can prove their authority to make the claims. Anytime you see a debt, a bill, a warrant, because you got to understand what a stock warrant is. People don't even understand that when you're getting a stock warrant. It's all business. A stock warrant is a contract between a company and an investor, giving the investor the right to buy or sell the company's stocks within a certain time frame for a specific price. It's a derivative contract, which gets its value from the underlying asset. You're given a warrant, you accept the charge. A bank, BANC, that's the seat on which a judge sits on. Y'all not understanding this is business, but it's also ecclesiastical at the same time.
All courts are tax courts.
Bank, the seat on which a judge sits on in court. There's that. Court means any court created by the Congress of the United States, excluding the United States Tax Court. These courts aren't created by the United States. Debt means an amount that's owed to the United States. I mean, these courts aren't created by Congress. Congress didn't sit down and have court on any of these people. A debt is an amount that's owed to the United States. So when you claim a debt, now you're saying you're working for the United States. You're a voluntary informant. Like you said, he was an informant. So you gotta understand, it's all a game. It's all business. They after the trust. A debtor means a person who's liable for a debt, and debt's an amount that's owed to the United States.
Hey Don, I'm gonna put this up on the camera real quick and just show y'all. If y'all can read that, that's how I understood it fully. If it's not backwards. Me as a sole prop, breaking it down, understanding the birth certificate belongs to them. Y'all can see that shit. I don't know if y'all can see that shit. Birth certificate is the government. It's a trust that has the social security number to it. Also, my name has the social security number. It's the government. My creation will be the social that I turn into a business account number. And their bank account will be mine now because I have a different EIN, which I'm just using my social as a business EIN, just switching it over, use the social, change the numbers up, first two, and then last seven. And then from there, I'm moving into setting up the operating company. I'll call it something else other than that. But then I'm moving it on to my LLC, then DBA and write off of it. And then I'll set up my connect all my trust to every other entity that I need to connect it to.
I like how you worded that too. So right now, your name that you think is you is an operating company.
So it's already an operating company.
Boom. It's already an operating company, yes.
So y'all see that? This is exactly how I understood it from reading all of Don's books, okay? This is what the picture came out to be. I understand it like this now. After all that SPC shit, all that... like I told you, this shit has been a 9-year journey for me. I've been following. Look, I stayed in contact with Don and just watching his channels and reading his information all the way through, man. If y'all missed out on that that DKU, I feel sad for you because he had everything up there. Everything that y'all are about to purchase now, he had up there for free for probably like the last 5 months, and people missed it, wasn't paying attention.
Don, yeah, that was nice.
Don gives away a lot of free games. So stuff like this, y'all, that y'all have to pay for and stuff like that, it should be.
So, so you understand that's an operating company, even though you think it's your name. When somebody would say that name, you say you work for it, correct? I'm a member. I'm the manager.
Yeah.
That's what you say. You don't answer to this shit. I work on behalf. If he owe you money, he owe me some money too. I'm looking. I'm going to help you look for him.
Exactly.
There you go.
We on the same team.
Right? We on the same team.
Yep. But see, we not understanding the Bible. Bible say, when a man's ways please God, what? His enemies become his friends.
Ooh. Oh,
that's so, a good one.
Yeah, that's, we get on the subject, but you need to be friends with these people. They are your friends. When you look at Congress,
that's it.
That was a direct correlation.
Come on. You see that the tax courts, right, were created by someone else. It wasn't created by Congress. But you go and look at the United States codes. The United States codes literally protects you from the bullshit. So they actually got laws in there that actually protect you when you put the hat of a consumer on. Don't you go buy things for yourself or personal use, personal property, things of that nature. Don is teaching you how to get away from all of that because you don't even need those protections because you're already a secure party. You're already certain things. You just need certain entities so that you can start passing your labor through. That's it.
Right. Because when you claiming, let me go ahead and put my video on. Y'all ain't seen me all day. Hey, when you're doing these things though, you don't have to worry about the Transparency Act, none of that. Because when you don't have to report to the IRS. So I'm showing y'all there's five states that do that. I put that in the chat for everybody. And we can work it out, man. I'll send y'all an invoice if y'all got Bitcoin because my Cash App still ain't working, man. I give y'all access to everything for $500, man. And I'll schedule a call with y'all if y'all want to go over this and see what works for you. It's about what you understand because some people understand the tribe. I show you how to do it, but you really don't want to go the tribal route without land. You can still create a church. You'll be straight. Even with the holding company, man, and the record label. Some people understand record labels, man. Our record label is business to business. We're handling intellectual property. Can nobody put my name, essence, nothing in a publication without my permission? You can have, a record label can tell you to shut that down. You can have the record label do the copyright on you. You know? So whatever name that's in the public, that's the operating company. That's why I like they call it the operating company. It can be your artist name, whatever it may be. You know, you need to be called something different than the private if to try to distinguish this. You know, your children are going to call you father or mother. They're not going to call you by that so-called government name. You're going to control what you create. You didn't create that. Quit claiming these birth certificates and documents. That's not the original copy. You'll never get the original copy of a birth certificate. You don't have it, so it's not yours. I hope that makes sense. Then start with, when y'all start, and then in the meantime, when y'all learning this, because I bet you it makes sense if you start running a real business. Go to HelloAlice.com. Start getting grants. Start getting loans. I can help y'all get those, man. So can Keon, man. I bet you figure out how to protect it then. You know? And that's how I'm looking at it, man. Start getting some money. Start getting some assets. But put it in the business first. At the end of the day, the beneficial owner should be a trust. It should be in the private. The private sector controls the public sector. Quit jumping straight to the public without creating anything in the private. Have an unincorporated association together first. Have you a revocable trust. You got to understand what... I'm going to jump off here, man. My weed man on the way. So... wrong one. Hold on. I'll be smoking that gas, though, man. I'll be smoking that gas. Pressure. It gotta come from Cali. Dang, where was I at? Make sure y'all go to the OnlyFans, though. But reach out to me on the Instagram. If you're a subscriber, I would look at it. But don't be asking me a million questions. It better be about the money, man. Straight up. I'll ask DJ Kevin Clutch. We'll work it out. Sometimes I might not be on schedule, but we'll fucking find a way. We'll work it out.
Shout, for sure.
And shout out to DJ Kevin Clutch, man. We offsetting them whips for him right now.
Yeah, congratulations, DJ. You did that shit. He got that info and went smack.
Hey, he did the same. What's up, man? Happy birthday, too, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. I had to get me a truck from a birthday from me to me, man. and now we about to start the process on to get it discharged. You know what I'm saying?
I know you got people not scared to go in there and do that shit now, man. Motherfucker. Because listen, all they got to do is hear somebody say they done it or do it, and then they not scared no more. You know, I done had like 10 people hit me up this week, man, when I couldn't walk. Like, hey, I went in there, I did it, just like y'all said. I told them I ain't gonna put no down payment down, but let me see the bank, see the writing from the bank.
Yeah, you was right on the money with that, Don. When you said that, show me something in writing where the banks want a down payment. They couldn't come with it. Basically, like you said, that down payment, that's just for the dealers, for them to put money in their pocket. So,
correct. And if they trying to get you to pay money, it's just business. So just go to another business, and you know, like it's that simple.
Shit, or fuck around and let them charge you the down payment and then call that shit back on the consumer side.
Yep, I did that. You have to do that with the CFPB.
Oh, yep. Hit them with the CFPB. Get that finance charge doubled on
that. Yeah, get that shit back. Get the violation.
Yep. Whole violation of the FDCPA, Truth in Lending Act, EOCA, which is the Equal Opportunity Credit Act. You can date shit on your credit. You're going to fuck their ass up. Get some bread back.
I just got $1,000 back for this motherfucker put something on my credit report with the wrong address. Oh. So I got the whole debt dispute taken off and the address. I disputed the address first though before I disputed it the fucking car. I'm like, what the fuck is that? How this address? I was gonna use that for my CPN. The fuck?
And y'all gotta understand, if y'all clean y'all credit up and you literally get anything removed, guess what? That's an admission of guilt.
That's $1,000, man. They will send you a check in the mail. It literally came in like a week. But you have to turn it into the CFPB.
And that is
I learned this shit from Bureau Bullies, man. I ain't gonna start.
Yes, Bureau Bullies, man. They helped me understand what Don was talking about even more because the shit made so much sense. Understanding, everything is a consumer credit transaction. We're acting as consumers, we're consuming shit.
To keep your foot on their neck, but it's like you don't have to be mean about it, just once that shit gets taken off, you fucking report it to the CFPB.
That's it.
Literally, I'm using ChatGPT to write my letters, dog. And then, listen, because I got all my shit almost ready for DJ Kevin Clutch, right? I'm telling you how I'm about to do this now. So I got I post a one address, right? I got me a new one. And you can literally send PDF certified mail. Straight from the fucking app, dog. Yes.
Hey, Don just spoke on. Y'all have to understand all of the shit that we're doing on paperwork right now is literally about to go digital. Look at this shit.
Look, I got the shit, but I'm like, man, I don't have to use this shit no more, man. I don't have to use this shit. I don't want y'all with my address, so I'll show y'all, man.
Yeah.
But literally, I can fucking, you can send that where I'm at. I can send fucking registered mail, certified mail and registered mail, certified mail receipt straight from the fucking iPostal One app.
Y'all have to look
and you just send the PDF because you saved the letter as the PDF, turn it from Word format, send it to save it as a PDF, and you send it like that.
Thanks.
Did y'all follow me? Can you word it differently, Keon? I don't know if I word that correctly.
Y'all need to understand that this shit is going digital. Paperwork, you
literally. Paperwork, I'm sending dispute letters straight from the fucking app, bro.
To them. Y'all have to understand.
In a certified mail. In a certified mail, bro, because they already verified my information, all that shit.
Y'all got to understand that this right here is literally about to change the game for us, because now when you're sending these paperwork off, you get to validate it beforehand. So now
right.
The application process is about to get crazy, because now if they validate a debt on my shit or validate anything without my consent, and I already validated that this is a fucking promissory note, this is an applicant.
Right, we already got the we got the fucking online notaries too. Oh,
I got the
CFP. The CFPB is gonna find them and send you a check,
and you can send an invoice on top of that straight to the company. A bill of particular to their ass.
Hey, and if you're copyrighted, if you're trademarked and copyrighted, you could have send your fee, right? Or you could charge them.
Well, you should always have a fee schedule. You know, just like that's why I say, if you have your own nation, your own church, whatever, because when you're part of that membership and dealing with the membership, you have to abide by your laws and bylaws.
Yeah, yeah.
You go on the fucking Sam's Club, you do something wrong, that's part of their rules, you're in trouble. Yeah. You know, your mom, you did something wrong at home, your mom says you're grounded. You go to school, you get detention. That's their law.
Yeah.
So you have to have your law established as well.
Yeah, totally. I got my law established in my head. I need to put on paper.
Nah, that's not good enough for them.
I know.
Unless you spit it on the record.
Yeah, that's where it's got to go next.
But at the end of the day, you can just tell them, hey, man, I got to ask my mama. That works too.
For real. Hey, real quick. I left the bank today because I was going to go see about doing something there with my business. And they told me they closed my account because, you know, inactivity for a couple months because I've been using a different account. And so I asked them, I was like, oh, okay, so can I go ahead and have the applications back and the contracts back? And then they were like, they were trying to say like they didn't have them and stuff like that. I was like, okay, well, like, what do you mean? Like, you know, what about my securities then and stuff like that? I was gonna try to fix all my contracts here in town because I was finally here in town and I wanted to go to all the different places. I got some contracts that are not correct. And then that's basically it. But and then he was like, well, look, I'm going to have the manager call you back. I was like, well, look, because this is basically securities fraud. If y'all are, you know, basically don't give me my contract or didn't disclose, and y'all are securitizing me, you know? And so basically they said they were going to call me back. And I was like, look, we can make it right real easy. We can just make another little contract that that it's okay. And I'll give you permission.
Bro, can you get to the point, bro?
Yeah, that's what it is, the point. Like, and so, like, I'm going to wait for the callback.
I had to kick him out. I'm sorry about that, man. He wasn't talking about nothing.
Hey, yo.
Anybody else, man? We got, like, I got, like, 10 minutes before my plug show up.
Y'all questions now. I seen a lot of questions in the chat. Y'all need to go ahead and unmute and ask them, for real. Just get them out of the way. Don't be shy.
Your name's a business, man. Learn how to take control of it without owning it and saying it's yours. Ownership means liability. Liability means obligations. You don't want none of that shit. As soon as you say you understand something, they're going to blue block blame your ass.
Talking their language at all. They trying to make money off of you, and you scaring them away, dropping all the gems. You supposed to go in there dumbfounded, like you don't know what you're doing, and you make them deal with you properly. Like
being white is a status. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be white on the record.
We gotta understand.
If you have to choose a color, choose white.
Choose white.
Black means 3/5 of a person. Get the book. Capitalize in Namepreneur. She said, "How can we claim credits on our taxes?" I already showed you one way. Where was you at? Schedule H. That's one way. Learn how to file the correct tax forms correctly. That's not no simple fucking question to answer. That's why you need to get the courses. I got whole courses on this. I did Capitalizing Namepreneur whole courses.
Yes, he did.
Straight up. I broke it down. I showed y'all fucking like 20 ways to get credits on the straw man. Straight up. You created all these online courses you pay for, you can get all that back. Look, so let me just answer her question. Let me show her one way. Education credit. Education credits. Can you get education credits on the tax form? Sure the fuck can. There you go. Doc Kalab University. Drop that bag, get the credit back. There you go. Education credits. It says credits right there in the fucking... You can get tuition back. You can get rent back.
Would the VR&E from the military count as education credit? Because it was a $40,000 worth of education for cybersecurity.
Yeah, of course.
Don't get with me, please.
This is the book, though. Listen, education, energy tax credits. Y'all can see the book. Get the book. This is called the Capitalizing Namepreneur. You get the courses that comes with a course. I break this shit down for you. Show you how to make your name a business. Show you how to, because you got to understand. Y'all talk about status. I want to be a secure party creditor.
That was me, my fault.
Enrolled agent status is the highest credential the IRS awards. Individuals who obtain this elite status must adhere to ethical standards and complete 72 hours of continuing education courses every 3 years. Only 72 hours. That's not shit. Enrolled agents like attorneys and certified public accountants have unlimited practice rights. And you don't need shit to become an enrolled agent except a PTIN. That's all you need, a PTIN. This is how you become an enrolled agent. Simple as that. It breaks it down in this book. The 1099 OID and the INT. Because these are tax credits too. I showed y'all how to get credits. 1099 INT. I don't know where she was in class at all. Barry said he just renewed his PTIN. Y'all stuck on the wrong shit. Ain't no vouchers. Quit worrying about fucking vouchers. Get this book. It's forms. You've been getting vouchers every fucking month when your utility bill and you ain't did shit with them. Them is credits. How about that? That's a fucking tax credit you're getting in the mail every fucking day when you get a phone bill. How about that? You get credits every fucking day. Running as credit. Look, you can claim credits for your car. If your name's a business, you can claim credits on a car. If you're working for your business, you can claim sick pay. Employee retention credit. Education tax credits. Listen, there's so much. Mortgage, if you're paying a mortgage. But I want y'all to see this shit. Sick pay is on the 941. You can get up to like 60 hours of sick pay. If you're working for yourself, yes, the IRS will pay you. 4852. This is the credits that's going to get your Social Security, Medicare, federal taxes back.
Yo, Don, I got a question. Since, you know, I signed basically the SSDI since I was a veteran and, you know, disabled and I got all that proof, they approved of me for like $14,000. Should I wait till I get that $14,000 or should I start doing this right now?
No, I would get that shit first. I wouldn't do nothing to fuck that up. Get that money, boy.
I'm gonna hit you up once I get that.
Hey, get that money. Don't let nothing fuck that money up. If they say you gotta be black to get that money, you better be black, goddamn it. Just make sure you got your private contract ready.
I told them I was white and American Indian.
That's it. That's right. Hey, if that's what they're how they're giving it to you, that's what's up. Straight up.
It worked.
I'm going to be whatever they want me to be to get that money. Let me get that shit. I got my status on the private, though. You know, I got the land. I got all that shit. You got to learn how to operate in and out the matrix. As simple as that.
Blue pill, red pill, just like he said.
Simple as that. But I just want y'all to see this shit, man. Let me show y'all the Form 4852. That's a good one. Well, I want y'all to see the car credits. So you, if you got a Tesla, you got an electric car, you can get hella money back.
First thing I'm gonna pull out, a Tesla or a Mercedes.
So this one's the electric car, motor vehicle credit. I seen a motherfucker get like 60,000 back, some shit like that. But the way I teach it in the other book, you'll get back like 20,000-25,000. You can only do it one time. But it pays to get cars. It pays to put everything in the business, man. That's all I'm showing y'all. But this shit ain't gonna work if you're not operating from the business mindset. It's the same with the form 941. Oh yeah, the form 3800 too. I'm just saying what's all up in my fucking browser. Oh yeah, so investment credits, this is how you get your energy back, all of that shit. Investment credit, business, you can get business investments back. Let me see. This, the form 3800 was straight general business credits. Damn, I didn't mean to go there. So if you invest in anything, you invest in your business, you have to make it look like an investment. You can get your write-offs. You can get, say you lost a lot of shit, but this is where you get your credits back, man. Make your name a business. Now the form 941, this is the bread and butter of this bitch, just like the Schedule H with the sole prop. This is the bread and butter. This is where you get your sick pay. You get you get a lot of different shit, man. I break it down in this book, man. But I'll show you how to get the sick pay for sure, for sure. But you can get a lot of different fucking credits with the 941. You got to learn this shit with your business. Now, there's also an app. If you get the actual courses and files from me, you get access to the app. A Quick and Legal Business Pro, I give you a free download. I got the Will and Trust Maker as well.
Wait on me, Don. I'm going to give you some cash. Don't worry. When I get mine, I'm going to come to you like Santa.
About to show you. I got it open, but I got the... Y'all see the app? So right here, this is how I make all my promissory notes, my leases. But I also do sales of businesses, acquisition statements. And it's got all the tax forms that you need for this shit.
Nah.
To get all your credits back. Yeah, man. I give this to all my members, even as a sole prop. You know? And then I got the book and the classes that show you how to use this shit, man.
That's like Christmas.
So, man, I'm just showing you what it is, man. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, man. So if y'all didn't learn anything of this, first of all, you need to make sure you got your own. You have to be protected. Limit your liability. Make sure you got your own tax firm or something. Get the PTIN. Become an enrolled agent. Because that's the highest. Enrolled agent status is the highest credential the IRS awards. All right? And all you need to do is have a PTIN.
Say no more, though. I'm not doing that right away.
I don't care if you're an attorney. I don't care if you're a CPA. I don't give a fuck who you are. You can outdo all of them because you're the people. And as simple as that. And then you don't have to worry about it because the IRS can't even go against an enrolled agent. Right or wrong? Y'all follow me?
I follow you.
All right, man. Make sure y'all, I see the baby. I see the baby, Keon. Make sure y'all email addresses are in the chat. If they're not, I created a chat on the Instagram. Let me see if I can go to it.
I'm out, Don. Peace, y'all. Much love and peace.
Peace and love.
Y'all understand what was put forth today, man. Tapping with Don. Y'all better get y'all money together because my man said, fuck the public a minute ago. I don't know why you still out here. I thank you, bro. Thank you, big dog. Please stay out here a little bit long. Man, hey, if you leave us too soon, niggas might die, bro. I ain't even...
Nah, man, I'm just out the public, man. I'm with y'all. I'm going to keep these private stuff up. I got the OnlyFans. Go to the OnlyFans.
Yo, Don. Excuse me, Don. I'm sorry for interrupting you talking. I have a question. So
I know you was just talking about the irrevocable trust, right? So what would you prefer, an irrevocable trust or a foreign express trust?
Because revocable is living.
Okay.
They can't go against the living.
So would you recommend getting a second trust like the foreign express trust or not?
No, revocable trust, bro.
Copy.
Or family trust.
Family trust or irrevocable because it's living.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's how you operate. But the unincorporated association trumps all of that.
Copy. All right. I got it. I got
it. So I'm going to, listen, I created a new chat. I don't know if y'all can be, I invited all my Instagram subscribers to it. Click it. I'm going to put the replay in there. I'll also put the replay in, I'll send it to all the email, everybody that placed their email addresses in this chat. And then reach out, man. So for all my past courses, 500, I make sure y'all get a call. I'll set that shit up first of the year. I'm starting calls back after the 28th. I got calls with other people before then, after Christmas. But on the 28th, I'm back open to the public. I'm finishing up my class. I'm going to come out right now.
Yeah, I'm at the door.
All right. Come in.
Oh, y'all boys lucky.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got the classes. I got new classes coming out. Check the OnlyFans, tap up with me. I'm going to start figuring out how to do lives on there. But I'm going to always keep up with my Instagram subscribers as well. Make sure y'all get a class a month, something. And then you send 500, I can send you an invoice. Or I got Bitcoin as well. I'm also selling Walmart to Walmart, or you can send me a Western Union. Walmart to Walmart. I'm getting my banking together right now. But with that, I'm out. Much peace and love, remember, prosperity is divine birthright. Peace.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 Million Worth of Gain today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.